News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
All right, we have all been at a party with our partner, silently wondering, I hope they're having as much fun as I am. Well, our next guest decided to ditch setting up her husband with new friends and just let it be. Journalist and columnist Aniki Somerville joins us now. Aniki, tell us how you used to handle situations with your partner.
I think probably in one word, I probably was a bit guilty of overthinking. So I used to maybe meet another mum, for example, because I'm a mum of two girls. And then when I met her, I'd sort of then be introduced to her partner. And I'd kind of think it was almost like kind of matchmaking. I'd think, oh, I wonder whether that partner has got anything in common with my husband. And I'd try and sort of wonder whether they had certain qualities or hobbies or things they might be interested in. And I think it almost set up a bit too much expectation there. But I guess what happened is over time, I was thinking, do you know what? It's quite stressful, and it's also quite difficult to find couples that both of you get on with. And so that's why I wrote the article. Was it was a massive relief for me to just give up that whole idea and go, okay, we'll go out, the two of us, you know, me and my partner will go out together. But then when I go out, I tend to go out with my friends, and I just worry, I don't worry about anything because I'm just thinking about myself having a good time.
So was it an epiphany? Was it like a lightning rod hit you, or was it something that evolved over a period of time?
Do you know what? I think it was a conversation that I had with my other half where he said it was actually, he found it quite annoying that I was trying to arrange these, I've called them like grown up play dates, you know, like husband play dates, really. I think he was kind of like, you know, because I was arranging them for the kids quite often and thinking, oh, you know, that kid gets on quite well with my youngest, and so maybe that's going to work. And he said, you know, I'm not asking you to do this for me. And actually, it's quite emotionally draining. I mean, any parent will tell you, we're nearing the end of the kind of school year. We're all run ragged and we're tired. And then trying to also organise your partner's social life on top of all of that, it's just kind of creates quite a lot of resentment. And I thought, why am I doing this? Like, he can go and find his own friends. I suppose one of the things that I found quite interesting is that I do think that women perhaps make friends more easily. And actually, I found a statistic there that was saying there was kind of 1 in 7 men said they had no close friends at all. So maybe part of the driver of it was me thinking, do you know what? I'm a little bit worried. Maybe I need to sort of look out for him while I'm making friends, pick up some extra ones for him too.
Well, you kind of answered the question I was about to ask you, which was why you did it in the first place.
And
you were sort of concerned. Would you describe your partner as a kind of a sociable kind of guy generally?
He is relatively sociable, but we're like many couples, we're kind of yin and yang. So he is definitely, I would say, more introverted. And I'm probably, you know, I'm a bit of a people pleaser. So I'm all kind of like jazz hands, you know, let's go there. You know, we've got to entertain people. And so that creates, I think with many couples, that can create a bit of tension too. And I just think, I mean, generally, I think couple socialising is a bit dooming. You know, I think when I was younger, when I was at uni, obviously there was a lot of that happening. It was much more informal. But that idea that we kind of, I think sometimes like when I've been on big social things with other people, it tends to be all the men standing in one corner and then all the women standing on the other side, a bit like a sort of sixth form disco. I mean, it's interesting. Recently, I went to a 50th and I noticed what some of the women were doing was they were kind of coming in with their partners and sort of going and bringing them over to another group of men and going, oh, yeah, look, this is Bruce, you know, meet my husband. You know, he likes this, this and this.
Oh, wow. I would be mortified if my wife doesn't do that. I would be absolutely mortified. I would say I'm well able to make my own conversation myself.
I know. And isn't it funny? Because that is just, it is very, very patronising, because it's almost like behaving as if there's something, you know, they're not able to do that themselves. It's a bit awkward, isn't it? So, yeah, I mean, I think in an ideal world, you'll mix it up a little bit. But I think the whole tone of the article is, it's funny, but it's also like, do you know what? I've kind of come to this position now where I just prefer not doing that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Aniki Somerville, journalist and columnist, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
People texting in already about their relationship, their friends that their partner has. Keith says, If Doug from King of Queens has taught me one thing, it's flash your stomach and ask your wife's friends, is this too much hair, when she steps out of the living room, leaving you alone with them. You will not be asked back for another dinner or an evening out. Problem solved.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.